Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Leprechauns Don't Play Basketball by Debbie Dady and Marcia Thornton Jones. Narrated by Christine Vam. Chapter 1. Mean Green Pinching Machine. Melody and Liza met on the playground under the budding oak tree. The girls always met there before school. They were so busy giggling that neither one saw Eddie sneaking up behind them. He was wearing a Kelly green t-shirt under his blue jacket and a green baseball cap. Eddie reached around the gnarled tree trunk and pinched Melody as hard as he could.
"Ow!" screeched Melody. "Why'd you do that?"
"You're not wearing green," Eddie said. "Everybody knows that if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, you get pinched. And I'm a mean green pinching machine."
"Well," Melody snapped, "for your information, I am wearing green."
"Where?"
Eddie asked. Melody pointed to her tennis shoes. Each one was tied with a bright green shoelace. "I get to pinch you back," Melody insisted as she reached out to get him. Eddie raced across the playground and barreled into the third grade classroom of Bailey Elementary to have some St. Patrick's Day fun. But first, he glanced around to be sure that Mrs. Jeepers wasn't in the room. His teacher, Mrs. Jeepers, had long red hair and eyes the color of lime Kool-Aid. She always wore a giant brooch that matched her eyes. Mrs. Jeepers didn't allow any shenanigans. If someone tried to cause trouble, she would flash her green eyes in that student's direction and rub the brooch at her neck. There was something strange about her. Very strange. Some kids even thought she was a vampire. After all, she was from the Transylvanian Alps in Romania where Count Dracula had lived. She even wore a bat bracelet, which was definitely not normal for a teacher. The third graders in Mrs. Jeepers' room didn't dare make her mad. Luckily, Mrs. Jeepers was nowhere to be seen. Eddie sneaked up behind Carrie, the teacher's pet. She always got to school early to clean the chalkboards. Just as he had suspected, there wasn't a stitch of green on her. Eddie reached out to pinch her, but he never got the chance.
"Eddie, I am surprised to see you so early."
Goosebumps ran wild over Eddie's arms and neck when he heard Mrs. Jeepers speak in her strange accent. Eddie and Carrie both turned to face their teacher. Mrs. Jeepers stood in the door. She wore a purple skirt that touched the tops of her black pointy boots, and her brooch was pinned to the collar of her starched white shirt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?